up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too. I'm excited to talk about this.
Yeah. Our resident Muppet lover, Pete. Pete, glad to have you with us.
Why do we have so many shows about Muppets?
Because all fantastic.
No. Why do we have so many shows about Marvel? And last but certainly not least is Steve. Steve.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I'm doing well.
Good. If you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some couple fun shows coming up and you will not want to miss them. But this week, we are watching the Ron Howard documentary, Jim Henson Idea Man. And it basically followed him from his first creative foray into puppeteering and television all the way up to his death. So, It covered the good. It covered some of the not so great, a little bit. But so Pete, I'm going to start with you on this one. What about this sparked your imagination?
Well, what I would say is that one of the things I really liked is they did get into things that like maybe aren't so well known, like I didn't know anything about his like short films that he would do and everything like that. I thought that was really interesting. Even talking about, you know, setting up the children's, you know, working with Children's Television Workshop and setting up Sesame Street and everything like that was really interesting. His relationship with Frank Oz was really good. So to me, even as, you know, I'm a fan of Jim Henson, I'm not like a super fan or anything, but, there was enough new stuff in here that I thought it was very informative. It wasn't just giving me things that I already knew about him. So I really enjoyed, that's the aspect of it I enjoyed the most, because I said, I'm a pretty decent fan of the guy. And, you know, my childhood was definitely formed by Sesame Street and the Muppets. You know, so I really did like that it went into details. I liked that it didn't kind of shy away from his issues, maybe with his wife and, you know, not being around enough for the kids. Like it wasn't just all, you know, the sunshine side of things. There were some real truths in it. So what about you, Steve? What did you like?
I'd agree with you. There's a lots of new information I learned from the documentary, like how Bert and Ernie sort of came up with them improvising, finding that relationship. I found that fascinating. I think when they were having Frank Oz talk, where the connection here, really learning about him, Jim, through Frank Oz more than his children. I mean, there was that other side, but I found that really fascinating. Those are two things that really stood out for me.
Yeah. For me, it was honestly seeing some of my favorite clips. Two of my absolute favorite clips were in this. One was the ABC Cookie Monster clip was, and I think that was from like one of the, either the first or second episode of Sesame Street. Because Kermit was around the first couple years. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is, we've talked about it before, but the Rita Moreno Animal Fever one, and how she talked about basically how she she was barely able to not laugh. So, yeah, I enjoyed was interesting finding out some of the stuff as far as some of his processes went through it. Yeah. Kate?
Sorry, I was muted. I really enjoyed this documentary. I went into it thinking this could be really good or really dry. And I was so impressed. I love that they didn't shy away from the dark side, that they didn't shy away from that he wasn't always a great dad and that he wasn't always a great husband. And I loved learning how the term Muppets came to be, that it was a mix of puppets and marionette. I didn't know that. I thought that was fascinating. Oh my gosh. There was so many good, just the actual creation of Kermit from his mother-in-law's coat and kind of falling into Sesame Street and just so good. The creation, how Rolf was one of the first Muppets that really, like, they took a basketball and cut it in half and that became his head. Like, just so good. It doesn't surprise me that him and Walt Disney, that he was so drawn to the Disney company, because Walt also was a giant progressive dreamer and he was such, again, a progressive dreamer in like, what are the possibilities? So I can understand why that lined up for him. Oh, there's so much. I learned so much. Apparently I didn't know that much about Jim Henson going into this, because it seemed like everything they said was a new experience. He also very weirdly looks exactly like my dad. So that was kind of wild to watch all of the stuff. Like, him and my dad just have so many of the same features. And
you look like a Muppet. Oh, no.
I do.
That's not I'm nice. Not
sorry. I do. But yeah.
She doesn't look like a Muppet. She acts a little like one.
There you go.
So yeah, I could probably go on and on and on about how much I liked this document. Well, we'll get there. I'm done.
And how much are we glad that he went Sesame Street, not nightclubs?
Yeah.
I mean, although that might have been a nightclub I'd actually go to. So
yeah, that would have been an interesting detour.
Yeah.
In the story, in the history of Muppet or Jim Henson's America, right?
What? Yeah. Okay, so if that was the stuff we liked about it, Steve, I'll start with you. What about this should have been thrown into the labyrinth? What should have been gotten rid of?
Not necessarily anything that should be thrown into the labyrinth, but I wish they expanded more on some things. I felt some things were like quick and I wanted to know more. Like the dark crystal, which I loved growing up. I remember seeing that. I wish they'd gone into more depth with that and how just the creative process. Then also like Fraggle, I didn't grow up watching Fraggle Rock, but another thing I felt like that was, oh yeah, they did Fraggle Rock and then they moved on. So I think some parts of, I wanted more information, especially as he became well known and how he was really sort of pushing the idea of puppetry and what he was trying to accomplish with that. I think they just sort of glossed over it.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because for me, everything before he got into TV wasn't that interesting to me. I mean, honestly, it wasn't that. The first 20, 30 really? Minutes. No, huh? Not really. Hmm. And I guess that's just, I may not have any curiosity about that, but I would have loved to have seen them expand more on some of the old, like the stuff he did on the old Steve Allen show. And they showed a little bit of it, like little clips, but like the one where it's Kermit singing, there's a girl and the monster that has the thing over its face and it's, I'm growing accustomed to your face. And all of a sudden it turns into this, it eats the cloth that's over its face and turns into this hideous monster that then eats Kermit. It's a funny bit. Just, you know, I loved how they talk. Also, for me, I'm like you, Steve. I would have liked to see that, as I said, that first 20 minutes cut and more into some of the stuff he did in the later 80s. The Fraggle Rock, Muppet Vision. I mean, the fact that that wasn't really even mentioned, although the CGI, you guys notice the CGI character that they were talking about?
Right.
The one from Muppet Vision.
God, the single most annoying character in all of Muppet ever.
No. The purple weird dude with like the looks like a dragon with like things saying, yeah.
Oh yeah, the dreadlock guy.
Not even the dreadlock guy. He was like one of the bad guys, the evil Muppets. They paired him with like Vincent Price and those kinds. Anyway, that's what I would like to see is more stuff based on like between the Muppet Show and when he died, especially like the last 5 years.
Yeah,
I would have loved to see. So, Kate.
So I know this is what we didn't like, but I actually found the beginning really interesting in that he really didn't grow up as a puppeteer. He didn't really learn how to be a puppeteer until that one class that he kind of took over. I thought that was fascinating because now the Jim Henson company is like the leading. If you want anything to do with Jim Henson, or if you want anything to do with puppetry, you go to a Jim Henson workshop. And having been a puppeteer for Disney at Walt Disney World, they teach you the Jim Henson like strategies, and they talk all about the Jim Henson company. So I thought that was really interesting. Other than that, it was a tiny bit long. Once we got into about an hour 15, that's when I kind of started being like, okay, how much is left in this? So for me, it just got a little bit long. Excuse me. I understand why it's important, sort of. And I understand that they are cult classics now, but I'm just not on board with the Dark Crystal. I don't get it.
Or Labyrinth,
which I am so bad at pronouncing that word. I actively try not to pronounce it. And I thought some, like the part where they had the hands and they were doing the thing with where, and you could see all the men standing around with their hands. I thought that was cool, but like, that movie really wigged me out as a kid. I don't even think I've ever actually seen Dark Crystal. But I could have done a little less. I would have liked a little more Fraggle Rock and a little less Dark Crystal. Even a little bit more on the evolution of Sesame Street, I wouldn't have minded, to see how much he kept his hand in Sesame Street. I kind of wish that... really quick. The only other puppeteer that I could think of in that time era was Mr. Rogers, because Mr. Rogers had puppets. And while he wasn't the best puppeteer, he had puppets for children. And I was really, really hoping that there was going to be a moment where him and Mr. Rogers had a moment. What, Derek?
How about Jerry Lewis? With Lamb Chop.
Sure,
Lamb Chop! Yeah! So I would have loved to have seen, because he was right when he said there really isn't children's puppetry, but those are two examples that were great. I really like this documentary. I don't have a lot negative to say about it. I cried at the ending. Big Bird singing It's Not Easy Being Green got me good. So that's me.
Yeah, it's tough because, like, I agree. I didn't really want this to be longer. I kind of agree. Like, we watched it in two parts, so you know, I didn't mind the length, but it didn't need to be longer. But I felt like I didn't need more on like the origin of Sesame Street, but I would have liked to have known like how he transitioned out of it a little more, because obviously like he basically left Sesame Street and he took Kermit with him. Right.
To go to
and Muppet. He actually left all those characters right to Children's Television Workshop. So I would have liked to have had a little more about that. And I totally agree with what Steve and Derek said about like post Labyrinth. It was basically like, and he did stuff and he died and they didn't even really talk. I mean, maybe they were trying to make sure it wasn't too sad, Because they didn't really talk too much about his actual death. They talked about the memorial quite a bit, but they were just, they just kind of were like, and that's the last time I talked to him. And I mean, it was sad. And I did tear up at the end. I don't, as you say, the Big Bird coming out and singing. Yeah.
Rough.
But I don't have too much criticism of this. I thought it was pretty well paced. I would love to have more details about the history of the Muppet Show, but I don't think that that's just a personal thing. I think the amount that was in here was just right for a length of, I mean, it's Jim Henson's entire life, right? So the Muppet Show was 5 years. You spend 15, 20 minutes on it, that's going to be enough, you know? So, I'd love to see like a feature length documentary about that show, and talking to, some of the guests that were on the show would be interesting, and what that experience was like. I mean, they had Rita Moreno, but it would have been interesting to hear from some other of the people, like how that, what that experience was like. Cause it
agreed
must've been kind of wild, I would think. So,
agreed.
But yeah, overall, not all minor complaints.
I had something and completely lost it. So we'll just go ahead and go on to the next one. Okay, guys. In the past, we have done which of the Muppet Show characters you most identify with. This one, who of the Muppets is your favorite Muppet? And Kate's starting.
Yeah, I knew you were going to start with me. This is so hard for me because how do you compare Animal to Bean Bunny to Gonzo to Elmo? Like, this is so, I feel like there's different categories. Like, who's your favorite Muppet? Who's your favorite Sesame Street Muppet? Who? So
you knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Kate.
I know that. So Bean Bunny was always my favorite in Muppets 3D. I always loved Bean. He just made me chuckle. Animal is up there for me. Sam Eagle is up there for me. The Sweet Beaker. Like, this is too hard. It's too hard. I don't know. I like all of them. Go, Pete.
It's hard for me not to say Kermit, but I don't want to say Kermit because he's such a great leader. So I'm not going to say Kermit. I'm actually going to say Fozzie because he just wants to entertain, and he's not funny. And he knows he's not funny. And like that scene they showed in the movie, actually, or in this documentary, actually, when he wanted Kermit to come out, and when he said here, was just like, that was a perfect like Fozzie moment, that he's like, he's trying to do his thing and he just can't do it right. And, you know, instead, the other guy's the funny one. And I got a soft spot in my heart for Fozzie. So I'm going to put him down as my favorite Muppet, but I'm with Kate on this. It's like, how can you narrow it down to one, you know? So Steve, I'm gonna let you try.
Well, if we're going with Kate, for Sesame Street growing up, it would be Guy Smiley. Anytime Guy Smiley was on, cracked me up. If we're going Muppet Show, it would be Beaker and Bunsen. As a kid, I loved those, always cracked me up. And then also Scooter. So those would be my three. So what about you, Derek?
I'm going to be able to stick to one on this. And I'm going Sesame Street. I'm going Rover.
Rover's great.
The situations and the frustration he gets into, and like the misunderstandings, especially the fly in my soup skit. So funny.
That is not who I thought you were going to say.
What?
That's not who I thought you were going to say.
Okay, who'd you think I was going to say?
I had two. I thought you were either going to say Oscar the Grouch or Bert.
No, that's who Derek is.
Guys, this is the last episode we're doing tonight. New cast members, Steve and I will be here.
But you are Bert. Like, it surprises me that you don't like Bert more, because Bert, you just want to be left alone, Derek, to do what you want to do. And
to a point,
along comes me being like, Derek.
to a point, but I never liked Bert and Ernie, mainly because Ernie was so annoying sometimes. Although Ernie has probably my favorite, one of my favorite songs off of off of Sesame Street.
Rubber Ducky?
No, Put Down the Ducky. When he goes into the club and he's trying to play the sax.
Put Down the Ducky.
Yeah. So that one. Okay, Pete has homework because we actually found something from Muppets he didn't know. But anyway, I remember what I was gonna say. The fact that they've basically focused on the start of Sesame Street and Muppet Show and the kind of ended with Labyrinth kind of shows me what their target audience was. Their target audience was these two, my generation and or Kate's generation. It's because these two are the ones that saw most of the true Jim Henson stuff. I want to know how involved he was in, if at all, in Muppet Christmas Carol. I know Brian Henson had to take over the voice, but was he involved in that? So anyway, that's what I was going to say earlier that I had completely forgotten. So as we always do on documentaries and movies and shows that we watch, we give it a rating of Cups of Pixie Dust out of 5. Kate, Cups of Pixie Dust for Jim Henson, Idea Man.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay. I think I'm going to give this a...
Are you struggling between a 3.5 and a 4?
I am, yeah.
That's where I was. I was right there with you. I was stuck between.
Because I usually see, I want to rate documentaries on a different scale from regular shows, because like, I wouldn't give something a 4. Like, I'm not going to go back and watch this probably ever, or maybe in a few years I would watch it one more time. But I would highly recommend it. So I think I'm going to give it a 4. If it was on my normal television scale, I would probably give it a 3.5, but I'm going to give it a 4. Steve?
And I'm stuck between the 3 and the 3.5. I'm going to go with 3 because I just wanted a little bit more. Like, it's really close to 3.5, but I'm going to go with the 3.
And I'm right there with you, Steve. I'm going to give it a 3 also. It's one of those where it's good. I agree. People should watch it. I just don't need to see it again. And if I'm going to watch any of it, it's going to be like the last half.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Switch me to a 3.5.
Okay.
4 is a little too high.
Yeah. Howard.
I agree. No, the last half was better.
I would watch it again.
I would watch it again, but it's, as said, it's not something I would be like, oh, I got to go back and watch. The Sherman Brothers one, The Boys.
I'd go back and watch that again.
I've seen that 3 times. And if you asked me to watch it again, I would go, sure. Yeah, I'll watch that again. So I hate to overrate it. So I'm going to say, change me to 3.5.
Okay. So there is no Disney Plus news this week. We thought we had something, but the Fandango had a feature for getting tickets for Inside Out for Disney Plus members, but all those tickets have been claimed, so never mind. So next week, we are going to be talking about the Acolyte, Star Wars Acolyte series. We'll be at the mid-season. We're going to kind of talk about where it is up to that. We'll be 4 episodes in of an 8-episode run. Right, Steve? Right, Pete?
Yeah.
So that's what we'll be doing. Guys, if you have not already watched it, do not plan on binging this. I don't think you could watch all 4 episodes in a row.
It's not a good binge show for sure.
No, it's not. So that's what we're doing next week. If you guys have suggestions, after about middle of July, we're pretty wide open. So if you've got suggestions, please email us at plusfortune@gmail.com. Send us messages. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere that we are. Guys, we have new episodes coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.